Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, eating chicken, animals, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Benedict's here with us. I know, Ross, you're working on a new CD project. Anything else up your sleeve?
So I'm going to make my segue into this radio career.
Okay. All right.
And I know you guys are all full up. You know, I'm not looking for anybody's job who's here, but there's lots of other lesser markets. And so what I'm going to do is I've been working on some catchphrases.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
These are little things that I can say, like, mm-hmm. you know, at different times during the show,
mm-hmm.
When things kind of, here's what I got. Hey, I'm burning up the mic. Is this microphone? This microphone feels hot. I'm so good, I'm burning up the mic.
Uh-huh. All right.
Uh-huh. That's an interesting idea.
Just wanted to think of how you got another one.
Okay. I like it.
So you like that one?
You like to be praising yourself and your own work.
Because that's the whole thing. You get on one of these radio shows mm-hmm. enough, mm-hmm. like every day mm-hmm. for months.
Yeah.
Don't take this wrong. You don't even have to be good. You got to do is just say the same thing a lot.
Ah, okay.
And then all of a sudden, for instance, I got this one I'm working on. I'm going to get this done right now.
Uh-huh. Kind of like a get her done,
but
a little bit.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Listen to it.
He's going
to
get it done right now.
I'm going to get this done. Not going to get her done.
Uh-huh. Get this
right.
done.
Okay. I'm going to get this done right now. Right now. And I bet you at the point, I'm going to be able to like eventually just get rid of the beginning and just say, right now. Right now.
It becomes so popular that.
You know, yeah. And then like in a few more months, I'll be like, now.
RN. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
RN. Eventually, all I'll have to do is just go. And they're right there on top of it.
Yep.
I like it.
Okay, so we've honed this down now. I need it right now? That's the phrase.
I think it is. It's whatever it happens to be, and then right now.
Right.
In real life.
Right
now.
The real catchphrase is right now.
Right now. That's
right
the
now.
Right now.
That's the great phrase then.
Not I need it right now.
Phrase the
not
phrase.
I need it right now. It's right now, but it can fit in with this. So that way it can be used for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I see.
I gotta go to the bathroom right now.
I've been there.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
You know, it's okay. Hey, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. What do you want to eat? I want a burger. Right now. That's it. Right now is it. I can tell
right
that that's my phrase.
Oh, I like
just
it.
Right now, be, okay.
Mm-hmm. I got this bit I'm doing about my son. And
no, you should explain. You have an adult son. He's 22, 23.
Right, 22. Mm-hmm. And I got this. I think I can fit in right now into the bit.
Mm-hmm.
My son's at the age where he doesn't think he has to move out.
Okay.
And I'll drop little hints. I'll say things like, you have to get the hell out of here.
Right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
I said, you need your own place. He goes, I have my own place. He's pointing to his room. He goes, I have my own place. I said, this is my place. He said, we'll see who dies first.
Because he wants you to die
right now.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin has a beard. Joshy has a beard.
All right.
Christy beardless.
I wouldn't say Pat has a beard.
They have a goatee. It's actually Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because he hasn't dyed it this week, so it blends in with his skin.
No shows this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I turn into Elvis next week.
Do you use a different dye in your beard that you use in your hair?
You leave it in longer so it's a little darker. That's the trick.
Ah, okay.
Really? Right.
Okay. You start first here. And yeah.
Oh. Do you dye the chest hair, too?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking. Well, isn't that
Why
kind of
would you dye your chest hair? Does he take his shirt off on stage?
Well, it's kind of a dead giveaway. He's got that chest hair, that masculine chest hair just oozing out of his collar. And the ladies are going to go.
That doesn't sound attractive.
The ladies are going to go, let's see, dark hair, dark beard. Uh-oh, white pubes. I'm out.
No white pubes yet?
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's what took Hemingway
out. Who cares? You think a woman really cares if you have white pubes?
That's what took Hemingway out.
Really?
Saw one white pube and swallowed the shotgun.
Uh-huh.
It's an absolute fact. Written on the walls of Ketchum, Idaho.
I don't think that happened.
Okay, maybe that was my theory, but the point is, welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. We've got some great animal stories coming up. Christy, is this one of them?
A South Korean man has been acquitted on charges he tried to avoid compulsory army service by fattening himself up with fried chicken and alcohol.
Oh.
So I guess maybe it is an animal story because chicken's involved.
It's the Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
You're trying to get on disability by being over 300 pounds?
Prosecutors argued that the unnamed 22-year-old intentionally gained weight and slouched during his physical exam to ensure he would have a higher body mass index at the time of the exam. The judge in the case, Shim Hun-Zu, said the man's been considered obese since the age of 10 and that he weighed 225 pounds in high school, making it difficult to conclude that his weight gain was intentional.
Man, in Korea, that is fat.
The district court did rule in the college student's favor, by the way.
So he doesn't have to go into the army?
No.
They have compulsory army service, obviously.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Draft, the whole thing. Okay.
This is South Korea, by the way.
Okay. It's ironic to a degree if they said it was fried chicken.
Yes.
Because, I think there's a certain irony there. Colonel Sanders keeping him out of the army.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
General So.
Oh, geez.
Do you hit the T when you order that? General
So. I'll be General to So.
How do you do that?
General
So.
General So Sick Chicken. That's
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's more famous for that than anything he did in life.
Wouldn't I thought it was General Chow for a little
That's
bit.
That's what I thought.
But.
Is it pronounced Chow? I've been getting it wrong all these years.
I don't think so.
I've never been corrected when I've said so, but
yeah,
maybe.
Maybe they got tired of correcting us Americans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's probably
it. You know what? Well, let them have
okay.
it.
All right, Americano.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you say so instead of Chow, you get more pubes in it.
They give us a pretty wide berth, I think, with what how we say things.
Yeah. Yeah. Waiting on your hand and foot, you fat jackass.
That's a weird term.
You think that's what's going through every server's mind at a Chinese restaurant?
Whatever you want, you fat jackass.
Dude, you know, I mean, the workers at a Chinese buffet have to be going, oh, America's the most gluttonous place I've ever been to. It's just these fat people marching in and out.
Only time I've ever seen them run is when we bring out the crab legs.
<Yeah. laughs> But no dessert worth a damn.
No, that's for sure.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I always use that line, Tom, when I'm in a drive-thru and the person in front of me takes forever. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are you getting, you fat ass? What are you taking? Yeah. I swear to God. And so this dude who's accused of getting all porked up, he did it because he didn't want to go in the Korean Air Force, so?
Well, actually, it was the Army, yes. But the judge ruled the guy apparently was already obese and didn't get fat on purpose. Who knows?
You know, I heard Elvis did the same in 76 to avoid being drafted for the Cold War.
Elvis was, he served this country. What am I doing? I can't.
You laugh, Josh, but if your boss was named the Colonel, I'd be a little nervous.
Yeah.
You know, I know a bunch of middle-aged housewives that have ate a bunch on purpose and put on weight just to get out of having to be married to the Lord Kings they're stuck with.
Really?
I swear to God. Then as soon as their husband leave for their secretary, side piece, or Uber driver, she files for divorce, gets a house, and all the alimony out of it.
Alimony.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, using her husband's money, she's at the gym with her new personal trainer, Rico McGirth Rod or something.
Oh. The old divorce
Christy,
diet.
You laugh, but it's diabolical. Because these women, they drop all this weight, they get back in shape, and then she go catch herself a new man and do it all over again.
Mm. Really?
It's the most basic go-digging move there is. It's like using stink bait to catch catfish or any bottom feeder.
Really?
My Aunt Putty's done this play on all seven of her ex-husbands. I swear to God. She gets them in alimony checks at the liquor store where she cashes them in.
Uh-huh.
They only charge her 4% instead of the usual 1.75% because they make so much money off of her.
They charge her 4%, huh?
Yeah, I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Was there a question? Okay, well, thank you, Don.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Well, now we have explored Thailand and Korea today in the news. Not to mention dogs. We have a lot of other animals in the news
Lots
today.
Lots of animals in the news today.
Do you want to educate these guys about the Eastern Hellbender?
A rather unsightly critter known as, Tom mentioned, the Eastern Hellbender, has been voted Pennsylvania's official amphibian.
Hmm.
The House voted 191-6 to honor the nocturnal salamander with this distinction on Tuesday. The somewhat unsightly salamander is sometimes known as a snot otter.
That's nice.
Lasagna lizard or mud devil.
Now, Josh, I've got a picture of this thing here. I want you
They're
to come
also
look
called
at this.
Devil dog, ground puppy, and Allegheny alligator.
Come here and look at this thing. It is.
The salamander can grow to be more than 2 feet long and is battling declining numbers across much of its range in the United States.
It looks like someone slimed up an alligator that was about 2+ feet long and ran over it with a tire.
Yeah, they're big, huh? Flat.
Yeah. They're really, really ugly.
Representative Garth Everett, who helped shepherd the bill through the House, said, quote, not many people have actually seen hellbenders. They live only in very clean streams and they live under rocks. According to the Center for Biological Diversity, Eastern hellbenders are the largest North American amphibian.
Man, they are. This one's eating a crawdad.
Let's see that.
They're really gross looking.
Got to be careful. You can get pinched.
Oh.
The other nicknames for them are pretty funny.
Yeah.
The snot otter.
Snot otter.
I love snot otter.
Mud devil.
Yeah, we used to call them mud puppies.
Yeah.
We'd see them occasionally.
These things?
Yeah, in Torch Lake. Yeah, they've scared the hell out of me. They look like little alligators that are all greasy and awful. Although the word hellbender, it sounds like...
I like that name.
Sounds like a movie.
Like a, yeah, or yeah, it sounds like a sounds weekend.
Fun
with,
weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Or the opening band for Godsmack.
Right. Yeah. Hellbender.
Let's see, which comedian do we know would be going on a hellbender?
Oh, Kreischer's
back in the
out
day.
There somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Kreischer back in the day, certainly. Yeah, but snot otter. God, that's... If you see one of these things, you're going to go, yep, those are all valid names.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Allegheny alligator, the mud devil, the lasagna lizard.
Will they bite you?
I don't know. I've never been
I don't
around.
Think so. They're just they gross looking. I don't. I think they're pretty probably
kind of fascinating looking.
Actually, they're known for just swimming up and giving you the most tender kiss you've ever had.
Aww,
just
how
anywhere
nice.
On the skin. Just
yeah. If I saw one of these again, I'd
you're immediately
mind.
Overwhelmed by feelings of love.
Yes. Yeah.
If you saw one of these, you'd lose your mind.
Oh, I remember seeing mud puppies and. Torch Lake, and they just scared me. They're really harmless, but they're just gross. It's disgusting. They're really... If you looked at a picture of one of these things, it's really disgusting.
How about this story, Tom? This would make you upset. Police say an unruly customer at a restaurant in Ohio pulled an iguana from under his shirt, swung it around, and threw it at the manager.
God, I would have shot him. I would have.
Painesville police were called to the Perkins restaurant around noon Tuesday. Why does everything happen at Perkins? I don't know what's going on there.
Because the Walmart was full.
They have great pie.
Perkins is rocking it, man.
They have great pie there. Police apprehended the suspect a few blocks away. The 49-year-old was charged with disorderly conduct.
I wasn't listening. I assume this happened in Florida.
No, Ohio.
Painesville, Ohio.
Oh, really? Oh,
near Cleveland.
Fair guess, though.
He must be from Florida.
The lizard, whom they named Copper, was taken to the Lake County Humane Society to be checked by a veterinarian. Yeah. Don't throw your iguana at a manager.
The guy took his pet iguana into a restaurant.
Yeah.
Had it in his shirt. Like a real weirdo.
Look how he loves me. And my belly keeps him warm.
I'm running for Congress.
Copper's my running mate.
Authorities in Florida trapped an 8-foot, 5-inch long alligator at a Walmart. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said
now, slow down for a second. Think about that. You're in the Walmart. You're getting something. Got to get a new cooler. You walk around the corner, and there's an 8-foot alligator staring at you.
That's mostly tail. The mouth's
but,
like
yeah, a yeah. But he's in a Walmart. There are a lot of other things in a Walmart.
He's probably right there outside the Walmart.
He was inside.
He's in the store.
No, but how he got there, he just probably lives out back or something.
Still not the scariest thing in a Walmart.
True. I've seen the skin on those alligators. Probably just look like one of those really leathery Floridians.
Oh, whoa.
Some bent over old lady. Oh, is that the greeter? Oh my God, it's an alligator.
Welcome to Walmart.
God.
A trapper was called to get the alligator out of the store in Wemauma. I don't know where that is.
How far is that from the land?
Now, if it would have been a crocodile, they're more exotic. A crocodile would have been on a Target.
Oh, yeah, the little
Target's a step up.
A bit more bougie. Yeah.
Love my Target.
Oh.
No one was injured.
Finest shopping carts in the department store business.
Oh, Target shopping carts?
Is that your contention?
Oh, yes. That's
they're big. Opinion. They're plastic. They have the stuff you can wash the handles with.
Yeah. I tell you what Target has that no one else has and why they're so successful.
The Starbucks inside.
I got one word for you.
I know what you're going to say. I'm going to write it down right now.
All right. You write it down right now. See if you have anybody else want to write it down, want to play, see if I am right. The one thing that puts Target over the top. Write it down.
Well, I saw what he wrote down. So
popcorn.
Yep.
Really?
It's a popcorn. Popcorn, we got a match. Huh? That's right.
So you get it.
You get it?
Of course I get the
now
popcorn.
Do you get it when it's you really you salty. Walk in, you yes. buy it, and then eat it as you're yes. shopping?
And then I touch everything I come in contact with popcorn greasy thing.
You don't get it? Why not?
Because it's salty. Really salty.
Far too delicious.
Yeah, far too much flavor for you.
Too crunchy. Too much fun.
Too good. Mouthfeel. Too nice.
Yeah.
Tom, have you ever eaten department store food? Discount store.
Discount store food?
Oh, you mean like at a box store or something like that?
Yeah. Never.
Mm-mm. You can get a hot dog for $1, that kind of thing.
No. Stewart sandwich, put that in the...
Never.
Never. Really? Never. Man, even I would have to be pretty desperate to go into a Target and buy a hot dog.
As much as I love Target, there are so many other nice places to eat right near my Target.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever had a hot dog at the movie?
Never. Never.
I have.
Uh-huh.
It was when I worked in a movie theater.
I just had a hot dog and I went to see Shazam.
Really? You got yourself the dog, huh?
I had a lovely dog.
Mustard and the onions in the packet?
Plain.
Thank you.
I can't, I don't know. There's a time and a place for that. I can't stand it when the guy next to me at an NFL game walks by with 18 burritos just oozing with greasy tomato sauce all over my pants.
Really?
All over your
Why
pants.
Are they on your pants, first of all?
What a jerk you are.
Do you ever have fun?
I had lots of fun. I just don't want guys eating their crappy food. Eat that in the restaurant. Have a hot dog. This is America.
Yeah, you know, well,
okay, so
I like the more traditional sports foods,
so
too.
So what should they be allowed to serve at the NFL game?
Anything they want. You don't bring it back. You don't have to bring your five cheese tacos with the sauce dripping all over me. Excuse me, pardon me.
So you like?
Can I wipe my hands on your shirt?
Eat out in the concourse, not in the seat. Is that
preferably?
What
you can bring a hot. I don't know. There's certain things that the hot dog was the great food for baseball games because it was so portable. It was easy. It was fun.
Until you put relish and onions.
And now it's Well, we're having a lobster bisque served in a bowl. This isn't a restaurant. It's a football game. Sorry.
Anybody deliver hot dogs this early?
Probably not.
Now you want a hot dog?
That sounds good.
It does sound good.
Okay, so
I can't have it though.
Why?
I have gravy in my veins.
Oh, that's right.
I went to the doctor, yeah.
Oh, that's right. We forgot to get that Guinness Book of World Records your cholesterol got the other day.
I haven't had it since. Want to get some hot dogs with buns?
What's the old joke? My blood type is oh no.
Actually, no. In Pat's case, it was oh something else.
0.08.
Hey. Long time ago.
Oh, wait. Wait, we're
that
back.
That was a long time ago.
We're under
one
again. Just making progress.
I have what could be the ultimate condescending windbag.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Eastern hellbenders and mud puppies are actually two different species. Mud puppies are smaller, 4 to 6 inches maximum. Give you some content for that windbag bit.
Well done. That's our new vice president.
What
What's his
jerk?
Name? Well, the ones we had were, they were like a foot and a half. Maybe they were just incorrectly being
called. I know, Torch Lake. Yes, I know. The center of the universe.
In Michigan.
Oh, sorry.
We all know. Well,
did you ever vacation anywhere else?
Michigan this, Michigan
sure.
that.
Lots of different places.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Didn't you summer? And
if you had your way, you'd still be up in Michigan every
south
summer.
South of France.
I am I'm going to Torch Lake this summer.
Are you really? Seriously?
Yes. Yeah.
With your brothers.
You know what?
Is that your fishing spot?
I don't feel bad about what I'm going to say, even in the slightest, because we were headed there anyway. We're not friends anymore. You and Torch Lake and Good Ball can suck my ass.
Well, you were invited.
Mm-hmm. Is this the fishing trip?
Yeah, I think it'll be a fishing trip.
Am I invited on the fishing
trip? No,
of course.
Now, how big is this boat that you and your brothers are on?
You know what he's trying
There are two
to
boats.
Because he's assuming you are you, and he's, well, his brothers have to be at least the same size, if not large.
I am not. That's not where I'm going.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm definitely the biggest Arnold boy.
No, I'm not. That's not where I was going. Because, no, we named your one brother. Whose boat did we name?
John's.
John, we named his boat.
It's a mouth. I forgot the pun part.
Are you doing shots?
Wait a minute. Hold it.
That was unfortunate.
Josh, good news. We're friends again.
No, we named his boat. We named his boat Bass the Fish. Bass to mouth.
Because you catch a fish and he's eating.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Ace, can you explain wordplay to Josh?
I forgot the joke part.
We named his boat. We named his boat Bass to Mouth. It's a bass boat.
Yes.
Oh my God!
And
I offered
to pay for him to have this painted on his boat, and apparently his wife declined.
Yeah, his wife reminded him, "Hey, you have two daughters who can read." So we can still name my brother Jeff's boat.
Okay.
What about Joey Wednesday? Why didn't he have a boat?
He will one day. He's working to it.
How many brothers are
there? Is that your goal? Because you've got a two-car garage, right?
I've been told I'm in charge of buying the Sea-Doos.
Ooh.
So,
Sea-Doos?
Buying them?
Are you going to store them?
Why would you buy a Sea-Doo? You don't live anywhere near a lake.
Well, they bought the boats.
So you're going to have to haul them all the way.
I said, hey, I go, maybe I'll buy it, but you guys are keeping it and taking care of it.
You know how hard they are to maintain? Crazy.
Really?
Why?
Really?
How many are you buying? Two?
I priced them. I might be buying a quarter of one.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.